Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Okay. Oh, things have been moved around a little bit.
Yes, they have. Looks good in here, though.
It does. That looks really good. Are you plugged in?
I am plugged in.
Okay. Hold on. I'm plugging in.
Is this on?
Hello. Checking. Do we remember how to do this?
We need to light the Dolly candle.
Okay. Let's do this.
What's up, y'all? It's Tyler Hubbard.
I'm Carly Pierce.
We are
Old Dominion.
And I'm Shania Twain. Country Heat Weekly starts now. Let's go, girls.
We're back. The long-awaited season 5 premiere of Country Heat Weekly has arrived.
And by long-awaited, Kelly means that we have been waiting to get back into the studio together and talk to all of you about everything that's hot in country music. I'm Amber Anderson.
Oh, yeah, I guess we should start there. Hey, I'm Kelly Sutton, and since November of 2021, Amber and I have been together in the Country Heat House on Music Row, gabbing about all the things related to Nashville. Country music, country artists, country concerts. We are right in the middle of all of it.
So if you're just discovering us for the first time, you've got a lot of catching up to do. There are more than 80 episodes in our back catalog for you to binge.
And we have a lot more planned. We're mixing things up a bit this season, keeping things fresh, you know.
I'm really excited about this.
Me too.
And sometimes it will be Kelly and I talking about a lot of different topics and a bunch of different artists. And then sometimes we'll have one artist on the whole show, like next week.
Which we are stoked for. It's a return visit to the podcast for Jelly Roll!
Jelly did our live podcast taping last year during CMA Fest. Things were really heating up for him then, but he is on fire now. 4 ACM nominations, including Entertainer of the Year.
And he's going to be performing at Stagecoach Music Festival next weekend, so we definitely need to talk to him about that, because we're going to be there too.
Stagecoach is one of the things I made note that we have to talk about on the show today.
Yeah. Absolutely. Amber and I are headed out to California to anchor Amazon Stagecoach live stream for the second year in a row. We've also got all the details on how you can watch, who you're going to see, and how to stay cool in the desert.
I'm not sure that we have actually figured that part out yet.
True.
Okay, so coming up on today's episode, we're going to dig into some hot topics around the Country Heat House, new music, new playlists, all themed around what our goal for the show is, which is to build a bigger table for country music.
That's right. We are never going to be the people that say, that ain't country, or this person doesn't belong in country music. We want to hold space for everyone who wants a place at the table, regardless of your musical history, political beliefs, skin color, sexual orientation, or if you're a heavily tattooed ex-con. We don't care. Pull up a chair.
Go look up the Highwoman's song, Crowded Table. That's what we want to have happen in talk form here in the Country Heat Weekly studio.
I want a house with a crowded table and a place by the fire for
going to dig into all of that when we come back from the break. But first, we're going to play a little game we like to call Who Said That?
This is where we read you a quote from someone in music, and you guys try to guess who said that.
And then when we come back from the break, we're going to play the audio to see if you were right.
Okay, this week's quote is, "It was the craziest rave. Everybody with their hats in the air, jumping up and down. There's all kinds of parties going on here."
Who said that?
And how do we get invited?
Hey, y'all, I'm Hardy.
We're Brothers Osborne.
And I'm Kelsey Ballerini.
Hey, everybody, it's Cole Swindell.
And I'm Mickey Guyton.
Country Heat Weekly will be right back.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
Okay, it's time to reveal who said that.
It was just the craziest rave, and everybody with their hats in the air jumping up and down. So it's a whole different vibe at Stagecoach than it was like 3-4 years ago. There's all kinds of parties going on here.
Diplo! That is from our interview with Diplo last year at Stagecoach. You know, he closes down the party with a late-night honky-tonk set that is apparently quite the event.
And he'll be back again this year for all of you night owls. Catch him Saturday night into Sunday morning on Prime Video and Twitch.
I'm gonna talk about Beyonce.
Very excited we get to talk about this. Congrats to Beyonce, who leads off our Hot Topics this week. No one is hotter in country music right now.
We want to welcome you to the Beyonce Cowboy Carter Act 2.
Her Cowboy Carter album debuted at the top of the Billboard 200, the top country album, and the folk Americana album charts, and gave her the highest first-day global streams for any country album by a female artist on Amazon Music.
It's what everybody around Nashville has been talking about. Any event you go to, in meetings, on the radio, that's what's on everyone's lips. And the Beyonce effect actually goes beyond just the music. The first week that album was out, cowboy boot sales surged 20%.
And there's a song on the project called Levi's Jeans. So I can only imagine how their sales are going.
I'm really excited for a lot of our Nashville community who helped craft this album, including Cam, who was a producer and songwriter, and our girl Raina Roberts, Brittany Spencer, and Willie Jones, all friends of the pod who are featured background vocalists on the album.
Such an incredible spotlight for them. You know, I love this so much. I know they've seen big increases in both social followers and streaming numbers since the album's release. Raina, Brittany, and Willie have all been center stage guests on Country Heat Weekly, so go search our archives and learn more about them.
Other featured artists on the project include Tanner Adel, Tierra Kennedy, and Shaboozy. Did you see the four women who sang on Blackbird all got matching Blackbird tattoos?
Yes. I love that bonding experience for them. I love that song. They also posted a picture at the CMT Awards together. And so it's just really a beautiful moment for all of those girls. So, so happy for them.
You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird.
The project also featured appearances from country music legends Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton, and Linda Martell. I saw Beyonce was actually wearing a Linda Martell t-shirt when she did a surprise visit to an LA record store to sign albums.
Linda was the first Black female artist to play the Grand Ole Opry, and we did a Rediscover segment on her back on the Kacey Musgraves episode during season one. Love to see her getting another moment. Okay, I have to ask, because I know you're a big Dolly fan, what did you think of the cover of Jolene?
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm warning you, woman, find you your own man.
Well, the song is incredible, but I don't know if I would really classify it as a cover. She completely rewrote it, or somebody did. I don't know if Beyonce did or not. However, Dolly remains the sole songwriter on the credits, which I am so happy for Dolly. She's really been hinting for years that she wanted Beyonce to re-record the song.
Her version gives a lot of power to the narrator in the song.
Yeah.
It's on the Country Heat playlist along with Texas Hold'em.
We're playing both of those songs and the Miley Cyrus duet on Country Heat in DJ mode, which you can ask your voice-activated device to play. Okay, what do you want to talk about next?
Let's keep the heat theme going.
Okay.
And make sure everyone knows about Amazon Music's new playlist, Bonfire.
We do love a good theme around here. Okay, Bonfire is a new mood-based playlist that is a home for a mix of music that's described as wistful and warm, like you'd listen to around a campfire with your friends.
And it's not tied to one specific genre, but there is a lot of country music on the playlist.
Yeah.
Like Chris Stapleton, Lainey Wilson, Zach Bryan, Kacey Musgraves, and Ashley McBride. But there's also Hozier, Noah Kahan, and the Lumineers.
This is the playlist that you're going to want to put on at your next backyard hang. Maybe you have some friends that really don't think they like country music. Well, this is a great way to bring them into the fold.
Songwriter Charles Wesley Godwin did a cover of Gordon Lightfoot's Sundown that is exclusive for Amazon Music. Remember this one?
Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sundown, you better take care if I find you been creeping around my back stairs.
So good. I mean, I see Mumford & Sons, Phoebe Bridgers, Sturgill Simpson. Oh, and the new one from Brothers Osborne is on there called Back Home. They wrote that about their hometown of Deal, Maryland.
When you're a kid, especially when you're like, I'm an artist and I want to get out there and see the world, you cannot wait to get out of that place. But with each year that passes, the further you get away, the more you realize I am that place. You know, and it makes me want to go back and be myself again.
It turns out there ain't nothing in the world like being gone.
There's more than 6 hours of music on this playlist, so lots to check out. But remember, Bonfire is only available on Amazon Music.
Speaking of things only available on Amazon, you and I need to start packing because next weekend we're heading to Stagecoach.
I have checked the weather, and at least it's not going to be as hot as it was last year.
I have never been that hot in my entire life.
Me either.
It's 105 out there. Okay, Stagecoach, for those listening around the world, is a massive 3-day country music festival held in Indio, California, the same place they just held Coachella. You saw Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce canoodling in the concert crowd? Yeah. That's where we're going to be.
Stagecoach is Coachella's country cousin, and Amazon has the exclusive live stream of the festival. There are a couple of different ways to watch. Prime members can stream it as part of Prime Video, or you can check out the Amazon Music channel on Twitch. And Kelly and I will be hosting the live stream.
I think we can name drop a few of the artists we know will have their set streamed, starting with Friday night's headliner, the Chief himself, Eric Church, live in your living room.
Oh, you know that's going to be good.
Yes. Jelly Roll's going to be there, too.
That's going to be good, too. Then we've got El King, Hardy, and then our guy, Bailey. Bailey Zimmerman. He was there last year. Remember how excited he was?
I mean, truly, he was just a kid in a candy store.
You're going to see a really sweaty Bailey out there rocking his face off. Because I've heard there's going to be a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that I just go as hard as I can.
We also know the Warren Treaty will be out there, so you'll get to see them on the live stream.
And Megan Maroney.
Oh, she's having such a year right now. Okay, if I get to meet Dwight Yoakam.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I really might be tongue-tied. He's one person I've never met in person to interview, but you're going to get to see him. He's a part of the live stream, so.
And then we've got Clint Black.
Love.
Willie Nelson and family.
Oh, Lucas, bring Dad over so that we can talk to him, please. And Post Malone. Dear Posty, please come do our podcast. We would love to talk to you about country music.
I mean, that's probably the reason we have our Dolly Kindle lit right now, right?
It's exactly why. Yeah. So again, Stagecoach is happening April 26th through the 28th at the Empire Polo Club in Indio, California, and we're taking you along with us.
So go ahead and set yourself up a calendar reminder right now to tune in each day starting at 4 p.m. Pacific on Amazon Prime Video or Twitch. You will not want to miss a minute.
I think we need to start a packing list.
Yeah.
Sunscreen, bandanas.
Cute and comfortable shoes.
Water bottle, chapstick. Oh, the cooling towels.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some baby wipes.
I have a new hat to match my favorite sundress.
I need to find that battery-operated neck fan. That was like a lifesaver.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hand sanitizer too, yes.
Yeah. I actually need to find my suitcase.
It shouldn't be that hard to find. Didn't you just come back from like a trip in the Midwest?
Yes, but that was a much smaller suitcase than I need for Stagecoach.
Okay.
But yes, I did 3 shows over 3 nights. So as you can tell, my voice sounds a little scratchy today. It's because I have been screaming for all of our favorites.
Okay, let's break it down. First show you saw.
So night one was in Moline, Illinois for Jordan Davis, the opening night of his Damn Good Time tour.
Was it amazing?
It was amazing, top to bottom. Ashley Cook and Mitchell Tenpenny opened.
Was it a damn good time?
It was a damn good time. Sorry, Mom. This is what the tour is called.
That's right.
Night two, we went back to Chicago for the Kane Brown In the Air tour.
Oh, so good.
And so Parmalee and Tyler Hubbard opened.
Yes.
Got to hang out a little bit with Tyler before the show. It was his album release day.
Yeah, Strong came out on that day, on Friday.
Yeah.
Was he excited?
He was so excited about it.
It feels great. You know, I've been working on this album for probably about a year now, honestly. So yeah, to have it out, to be playing these songs live. We've been playing a few of the songs live for a little while, but to know the full record's out, to know the fans have been living with it and are going to know these songs and can start to sing them back to us, it's going to feel amazing. And yeah, it's just been a great day. And I'm trying to live in the moment, soak it up before I start thinking about album three, because usually it's about a half a day before I'm ready to start thinking about the next project. But yeah, it feels really good to have it out. I'm excited.
I love that you got to hang out with him backstage.
Yeah, it was so good to see him. His kids were there. They came on stage and helped him throw out some t-shirts, and they danced during Dancing in the Country.
And you guys have a secret handshake now.
Tyler and I have a secret handshake. Oh, boy.
No, we saw Kane last year at Stagecoach, and it was like lasers and pyro. So I can't even fathom what his entire set looks like out on this tour. Was it crazy?
He upped the ante.
Really?
He like dropped from the ceiling on a big floating stage. He had a B stage. Caitlin came out and did Thank God with him. But when I say probably one of the coolest openings of any show I've ever seen, really? I'm going to post it to socials. So,
oh, okay. So that was just night two. Where'd you go night three?
Night three, over to Milwaukee for the Growing Up Getting Old Stadium Tour.
Aww.
Luke Combs. And got to see Mitchell Tenpenny and Jordan Davis opened for that show as well. So we got a double dose of Jordan Davis, which I'll never complain about that.
Of course.
But, you know, Luke's just, he's like the king of the stadium show these days. So it was definitely an experience.
I know you're working on making reels of all the fun experiences. So make sure that you're following Amber on Instagram.
I'm Hey, it's Amber A.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
This is the section of the show where we like to get a little nosy. It's called Burning Questions.
Sometimes we ask a bunch of artists the same question to compare answers, and sometimes we ask one artist a bunch of questions.
Okay, so recently I had a chance to sit down with Darius Rucker, and we had a little bit of time left over at the end, and I said, hey, let me throw some burning questions at you for Country Heat Weekly. Are you game? And he was.
We love Darius.
Yes.
I actually have something I've wanted to ask him since he did the podcast last season.
I bet it's the same thing I wanted to know. I asked him.
About Sarah?
About Sarah.
I love this.
If you could install a restaurant franchise on your bus, which one would it be?
Burger King.
Oh, you didn't even like.
Don't even have to think about it.
What's your favorite order?
Double cheeseburger or the original chicken sandwich. One of those two. And the fries are great. And yes, Burger King.
Do you have an outfit choice that you regret?
Oh, I had a lot of outfit choices I regret. Go look back from about 94 to 96. Anything I have on, I regret.
Okay, who is a new artist that you think we should spotlight?
Brittany Spencer. She's awesome. She's so good. She can sing.
And on the Beyonce album.
Yeah, on the Beyonce.
That's so huge.
I'm so jealous.
Who's a duet partner that you hope to do something with in the future?
Still, I'd love to sing with Miranda someday. I think we get a nice country song. Her and I would just tear it up. I'd love to sing with Carrie, you know, one of those big ballads. I think we could kill that. Beyonce, I'd like to. I'd love to sing with Beyonce. If she'd asked, I'd have been on the record. I would have paid my own plane flight and hotel.
Did you ever hear from Sarah?
Still haven't heard from Sarah. I'm shocked. But she, why would she get in touch with me though? You know,
how do you spell her last name? Do you remember?
Kelly, you did not.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, G-U-E.
For those of you who have no idea who Sarah is, Darius was on our podcast when his album Carolyn's Boy came out. And we talked about track number 8 on the album called Sarah.
Sarah, I know it's been about 30 years since I heard from you.
Sarah was a real person. His first love, I think it was 5th grade or something super sweet.
Yes.
He still thinks about her. And we tried to find her, but she has a tricky last name.
Well, not only did he spell it for me, he told us the last place he knew she lived. And producer Jay found her.
What? Okay, what? Where did you contact her? Has she heard the song?
Producer Jay won't tell me. I think it's a work in progress. Maybe you can get it out of her later after the show.
I'm asking.
If and when there's more to tell, we're going to drag producer Jay in here to make her spill the beans.
A cliffhanger.
Anyway, okay, back to burning questions. Of course, I had to ask the last thing he bought on Amazon.
Last thing I bought on Amazon, I bought a tub of those sugar-free mints that we were talking about when we walked in. I bought a tub of the sugar-free mints because I need the sugar-free ones, and I love them.
We had a whole conversation about healthy eating and blood sugar before the interview started, so I guess those sugar-free mints are supposed to counteract the double cheeseburger talk.
Okay, so as we mentioned, next week, Jelly Roll will be here to help us preview Amazon Music's live coverage of Stagecoach 2024.
He is also dropping an exclusive...
Kelly, stop. You can't say what I think you were about to say.
Is it a secret?
I thought... Yeah.
Oh.
Be back here next week for Jelly Roll and all the good things. And we have some homework for you to do between now and then.
That's right. First off, however you found us, make sure that you're following Country Heat Weekly on the podcast platform that you're listening to right now. Then you will always know when we drop a new episode. We're everywhere. So whichever platform is your favorite, totally fine.
But if you're an Amazon Prime customer, you can listen commercial-free on Amazon Music, so I totally recommend that. Mm-hmm. Ask our coworker, Alexa, to play the podcast Country Heat Weekly. She's got us covered.
We may have just made voice-activated devices go off all over the house. Sorry about that. So if you've enjoyed this episode, we would love for you to share it with a friend. Text it, tweet it, post about it to all your followers on all your favorite social platforms.
I'm not sure tweeting is still a thing, but yes, whatever it is you do on X, do that. Exit.
Exit.
Exit. I like it. Be sure to use the hashtag Country Heat Weekly so we can join the conversation too.
While you're on social media, make sure to give us a follow as well. I'm the Kelly Sutton.
And I'm Hey, it's Amber A.
You've been having a lot of fun on TikTok lately.
And we're going to have more fun this week going behind the scenes here at Country Heat Weekly. So check it out.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at listenerstudy.com.
Country Heat Weekly is an exclusive production of Amazon Music. Senior producer is Joyce Reiser.
Recording engineer is Aaron Dethridge. Video director, Caleb McLaughlin.
Production assistants from Madeline O'Connell and Jeremy Chua.
Our theme song, Country Time, was written and performed by Mia Byrne.
The team for Amazon Music includes Michelle Kammerer, Sarah DeMarco, Emily Belote, Jenny Tay, and Monet Brazier.
Essential production support services provided by Marley, Libby, Wicket, Abby, Osmo, Chuck, Gretel, Zeedy, Allie, Steve, and all of the furry friends who help keep us sane.
Find and follow Country Heat Weekly on Amazon Music, Audible, or wherever you listen to podcasts so you get the latest episodes just as soon as they drop.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
Is win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200 million.
Thousands, not millions.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell
have I got myself into?
The GOAT. Stream free on Amazon Freevee or Prime Video.